Think of the local housing market like an aging electrical grid. Right now, it is just massively overloaded.
Yeah, completely surging.
Exactly. Landlords and tenants are, plugged in and drawing more and more power just to survive the current economy. And sparks are definitely starting to fly.
Oh, absolutely.
But before the whole system catches fire, a circuit breaker tricks. And in the Western Cape, that circuit breaker is the Rental Housing Tribunal. So today we're taking a deep dive into their 2024 to 2025 annual report to figure out what is causing this massive system overload.
Right. And I mean, that circuit breaker is totally free. It's this impartial public service that steps in to stop disputes from turning into these drawn-out, bankrupting court battles.
Which nobody wants.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you look at the sheer volume of fights they're breaking up right now, it tells a much bigger story about the reality of renting today.
Yeah, the grid is surging. I mean, the tribunal handled over 300 cases this year. That is a 14.4% spike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at why people are fighting, it's not just, random bad behavior.
Yeah.
Almost a quarter of all cases are just landlords and tenants fighting over unreturned deposits.
Right, 24.4% to be exact, which tells us right away that cash is incredibly tight. Neither side is willing or even able to walk away from a single rand.
Yeah, everyone is feeling the pinch.
Totally. And you pair that with the next biggest issue, which is unlawful notices to vacate at nearly 20%, and you see the severe structural pressure. Oh, and I should add, maintenance issues make up another 10.2%. The report actually points out that escalating demand for housing is just squeezing everybody.
Squeezing everyone, right. And then it boils over into what the report calls spoliations.
Spoliations, yeah.
Which, honestly, it sounds like a medieval war crime, but
Yeah.
it's actually just someone taking the law into their own hands out of desperation, right?
Pretty much. Usually that looks like a landlord illegally locking a tenant out or, suddenly cutting off the water and electricity.
Just cutting them off completely.
Yeah, so the tribunal has to rush in to urgently restore those basic rights.
But wait, are we seeing worse behavior from people? Or are they just more aware of this free service?
Oh, well, the report notes it's really the escalating demand and financial strain driving it. But fixing that immediate dispute doesn't fix the root cause. When you look at how these cases actually end, you hit a massive real-world wall.
What kind of wall?
Well, the report shows a really, yeah. You can win your case at the tribunal. They can order the landlord to refund your deposit or the tenant to pay their arrears. But if the money does not exist in their bank account, that legal victory is basically just a piece of paper.
So you have this completely tapped out population just flooding a free public service.
Exactly.
And the backlog proves it. I mean, they have over 400 cases sitting there older than 90 days just because they lack the staff capacity.
Right. The exact number is 441. They are definitely stretching their resources to adapt.
By doing what?
Well, they're trying to survive by running dual hearings, to process matters twice as fast. And they even opened a new information office in Mossel Bay.
Oh, to handle the spread of the crisis outside of Cape Town.
Exactly, yeah.
But wait, opening regional offices and running dual hearings? I mean, that sounds great for office efficiency.
Yeah.
But if people fundamentally cannot pay rent or refund deposits, how does streamlining the paperwork solve a lack of cash?
Well, it doesn't, and that is the ultimate tension here. The tribunal cannot fix a broken economy. But what they can do is ensure the fallout from that economy doesn't devolve into total lawlessness. They provide a structured, legal outlet for that financial desperation.
So people aren't resorting to illegal lockouts on the street.
Exactly, they keep things civil.
They keep the grid from catching fire, even if they can't lower the electricity bill.
That's a great way to put it.
It's a brutal reality, though. I mean, rental disputes are surging, the economic environment means a lot of legal victories are hollow, and the tribunal is working overtime just to keep the peace.
True. But there is one startling admission hidden in the chairperson's foreword that you should really think about.
Oh, what's that?
She notes a growing trend where both landlords and tenants are actively trying to exploit these exact legal processes.
Wait, just to gain an undue advantage over the other.
Exactly, using the system to stall.
Wow. Which leaves you with a really uncomfortable thought. At what point does a system built to protect the vulnerable become just another weapon used to delay the inevitable?
It's a tough question.
Definitely something for you to chew on as you look at the housing market around you. Catch you on the next deep dive.